The stored program concept, or von Neumann architecture, defines modern computers as where we store programs as data in memory. We credit to John von Neumann due to a paper he wrote, but should we really? In the 1930s, Alan Turing and Konrad Zuse built things that touched on the idea, but the story starts with ENIAC. People program ENIAC using physical cables, and everyone agreed that sucked. For its successor, EDVAC, John Mockley and J. Presper Eckert at UPenn created delay line memory, which enabled way more storage. In 1945, team consultant von Neumann writes in the first draft of a report on the EDVAC about that memory's potential to store instructions. ENIAC's publicity brought companies asking how to build such a thing, so in 1946, Mockley and Presper do the Moore School Lectures. This course on EDVAC's design inspires America's first generation of computers. Being the draft's only author and also famous, von Neumann's name attaches to the idea, and he never dissuaded that, but what he actually wrote was super vague, and the final computer was little like what was in the draft. So the stored program concept was made real by the whole EDVAC team, not one man. So we shouldn't call it the von Neumann architecture, just stored program will do.